comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United.
Hello and welcome to a brand new live Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast, and a live content for you on a Friday night on Facebook and YouTube. I'm your host, Greg Mahochko, and joining me is my good friend and co-host of the year, Mr. Mike Luther. Hello, Mike.
Well, hey, how's it going?
Going great, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Well, that's what I like to hear.
Yes indeedy.
Oh, that is not supposed to be there.
All right. Well, I think we talked about that last week, I think.
But now, I mean, I don't even have this on the notes, but now they put out a little minute and a half teaser.
I was going to say there's a little teaser now.
Which, again, is
makes it, it looks pretty good.
Looks
nice. Best for the show, Josh.
Looks authentic to the original, which makes sense because the same director, writer-director for the animated is doing the live. So nice. That must be nice to get two paychecks for this, basically the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like I said, it kind of makes me want to go back and watch the cartoon, or not the cartoon, the animated movie again.
Not cartoon, it's fine.
Cartoon, yeah.
We don't need to get caught up on semantics. Yeah. Josh Hansen is here, BFOTS. Pitt Snipe Husker is here. Good evening, nerds. Good evening, Pitt. Yes. And Pitt was here before. Pitt was here before the show started. Throwing in some great 90s content, cartoon content in. So we'll get to that when we get later on in the show, and we start talking about our 90s cartoons. Fred's here, says, holy shit, Josh is here like 1 hour before the end of the show. yeah, it's fun. I'm glad everybody's here tonight. So and Josh may have left just as quickly as he got. I don't know. But you had a good week, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're still here. That's good.
I'm still here. Nothing crazy happened. Just work and gym. And in fact, I got to go to the gym after this. I'm going to do a late night one because I haven't gone yet. Other stuff come up. But yeah, so far, so good.
Okay. I also have had a week. Been busy, both personal life and work life. The people who are here in the chat, who are also here last night for Five Heart Podcast, know that I was late to the Five Heart, so I'm sure they're excited that I'm here. But I was late for a good reason. I was working and having success in the thing. Good. So, let's see. Michael N. is here, says SpongeBob, Family Guy, and Futurama are not included, apparently, in the 90s cartoons. They become popular back in the 2000s.
So, according to our rules, and I don't know if you have Family Guy or not. I almost had Family Guy on mine. I don't think I put it on there, though. But it technically counts because, yes, you are right. They became more popular in 2000. But according to our rules for the 90s, it just has to have happened in the 90s at some point in time. I think Family Guy started 1999.
Had to have aired, yeah.
Had to have aired.
And I think Futurama was 99 also.
Sounds about right. SpongeBob, I would have guessed SpongeBob was early 90s, honestly.
I
could be wrong. I don't know.
Here's what I know about SpongeBob. It's been on too damn long. Like, that shit needs to go. I never understood.
You don't have to watch it.
That's I don't. Thing. I don't.
Okay. But you are correct, whoever that was, that they definitely became more popular in 2000s. Yeah. I would if we ever did 2000s cartoons, which I looked and I'm like, I don't know much of these, then Family Guy and Futurama will for sure be on there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm watching new Futurama right now. I mean, well, not at this exact moment, but you know, here in November 2024, then finally got caught up because you know I watch Futurama kind of all the time, you know. When Futurama's when I've watched every episode, I go back and for lack of a better term, I think I've described it as my comfort show. You know, it's what I just kind of go back to. So For me, you know, I even though earlier in the summer they put out, I think, the 12th season of on Hulu, I was still in season six or whatever. So I'm just finally got, I'm only episode two or three into this newest season, but hey, it's good. You know, they have the second episode of the season. I was watching it last night because they always try to be topical to the extent that they can. So instead of Squid Game, they have, I think it's called Quid Games, something like that.
Okay. Hey, there you go.
So, well, let's kind of start the show kind of the way we usually do. Did you read anything? I mean, I know I took you a nice delivery last week. Did you have a chance to read anything since all the Berserker that I dropped off?
I read all Berserker, except for the kind of spinoff ones. And then I started reading Geiger. And I want to say I'm on the last chapter, issue, whatever you want to call it, of it. I don't remember if I finished it or not, though. But it's, so far, it's really good. I could definitely see that becoming a movie of some kind. It would be great. But, I mean, obviously, even if it doesn't, cool, because I read it already.
I want to mention this regarding Geiger, and I didn't mean to cut you off there. But in my research about Geiger and kind of what Image Comics is doing, because they brought, again, Geoff Johns came over, who was one time the the head of creative at DC. But a lot of, like, IGN and others are calling this, like, the next wave of creator-owned comic book making. Okay. And it's called Ghost Machine, and it's like an imprint inside of Image Comics. But if you get to the end of Geiger, you're going to find that I can't remember the kind of like the robot android Winter Soldier-esque type of character that they, you know.
Oh yes,
I did into. About, yeah. But all of these titles are all supposed to be connected.
Okay.
And what you're going to find is, you know, we mentioned Johns, Brad Meltzer, Peter Tomasi, Gary Frank, who's done some art, I believe, and more. I mean, I'm just trying to figure, you know, the more prominent names, but they are all, you know, working in this really interwoven story. I mean, you might see characters popping up in other titles periodically. So pretty wild stuff. You know, I didn't realize it was all going to be as expansive. So Geiger's the one, Red Coat.
Okay.
Which I have seen at Twilight Comics once. You know, okay. Rook Exodus. And there was more. I feel like it's taking forever to load. Anyway, there was one that was more. I'm failing here. I apologize. Nope, never mind. There are more. Okay, good. One of them's more of that, like, Soldier Boy. Yeah, Soldier Boys. That's the boys. But
I think it was like Junkyard Jones or something like
that. Yes, Junkyard Joe. Junkyard Joe.
Okay.
Yes. So again, all these titles you see crossover. So that's pretty cool. I like it. It's tough in the big two, because they have so many characters that in so many, you know, tie-ins, single issues, like Blackest Night, Brightest Day, a lot of these tie-ins can be very expensive. But just to have some other awareness of some of these characters that you might see it again in Red Coat or Geiger, et cetera. So I don't know, it was pretty fun to read that.
I'm going to have to check out some other ones.
Let's see here. Checking out the comments. I saw that somebody said hi to Minnie. So Minnie's here. Does Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill have their own category?
When did Beavis and Butthead, wouldn't that be 90s?
Yeah, because I remember we watched. For those of you who don't know, which is probably most of you, Mike and I went to high school together. We graduated in the same class. And I remember it was the period before lunch, and it was study hall, and I believe it was sophomore year. Beavis and Butthead Do America had already been in theaters.
Yeah.
It was on HBO. And I don't know how or why the school had HBO, but shout out to Mr. Kreider, who was the librarian in this particular study hall teacher. And we're all in the classroom. He says, I got things to do in the library. Don't get in any trouble. So one of the upperclassmen is like, he got up, you know, turned the TV on, and we're sitting there in study hall watching Beavis and Butthead Do America.
I remember my older cousins liking Beavis and Butthead, and I never thought it was funny. I think I watched it just because it was the thing to do when I could. I don't even think I could have watched it at home. I don't know where I would have watched it at, but I never really thought it was that great. King of the Hill was good though. Which didn't we talk about there being a King of the Hill reboot or
it's not coming. Reboot? But yeah, we talked about that, like a sequel.
Yeah, sequel. So, yeah.
That's going to be set 9 years along. So
yep.
So anyway, back to the question. Outside of Geiger, did you read anything else?
That's it.
Okay.
Besides school stuff, obviously.
I read, in fact, I was kind of bragging to you and had hoped to get this up to you. I didn't make it up your way this week after all, but I read all 12 issues that are bound inside Injustice Year
One. Yeah.
And man, it is solid.
Like, good.
It is. I kind of feel like it is obviously this is like, it's not canon, you know, it's an Elseworld type or multiverse, but this it is as divisive, I think, as like Marvel's Civil War.
Okay.
You know, there's a moment, there is an event, we'll say, that immediately you have heroes on one side and heroes on the other side, except in Civil War, Iron Man is like, no, we all have to reveal our identities and work with the government. And Captain America is like, pass. And in Injustice, after the event, Superman says, you know, the world's not safe and I haven't been doing enough, so I'm going to make it safe. And just becomes a tyrant. And Batman, naturally, is the opposition to that. So, there's some wicked violence in this. I have started year two, and nothing wrong with year two, although I prefer the art of it's a different artist, and I prefer the art, like, on some of the key players from volume one. So I look forward to getting this one in your hands, man. I think you're going to enjoy it.
I look forward to reading it eventually.
I mean, come on. You don't often see Superman. This is a horrible glare, and I apologize.
I see it, though. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Right there.
I mean, that looks just like you.
I wish.
Just need to get that. Need to get the Superman curl right there. Yeah.
My beard's a little bit longer, and yeah, I'm less muscular.
More muscular, you said?
Less, for sure.
Well. Agree to disagree. All right. Shall we begin the show with, or not begin the show, continue the show with things that we have watched?
Sure.
And I know you have watched. You are all caught up on Cobra Kai.
I am all caught up on part two of a three-part season six Cobra Kai. And I think you haven't started it yet, right?
I haven't started it yet.
I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody, but I will say that there really was no need for a season six or a season five. It's good. The action scenes, the fight scenes are great, and they are very long. Here's the thing. I think they, even when they were writing it, they were like, we don't really have a plot, so let's just take fight scenes. We need 30 minutes and let's make a 20-minute fight scene, or I think maybe an hour long. I forget how long they are, because I swear to you, the last episode 10 has a 20-minute fight scene, and it was just like, I was watching, I was like, is this still going? And it's good, but like I said, I think they could have stopped at season three or four. Because there's only so many things you could. Here's a non-spoiler plot of it. These two people hate each other. Then they fight. Then they're friends. Then these other two people, they're friends. And then they fight. And then they hate each other. And then they fight again, and then they like each other. And then these other two people are friends. And oh, wait, is that a new person that comes in? That's a person we've seen before. Oh, well. He has cool hair. That's cool. That's for sure.
It's iconic.
Yeah. But it's just, and this one, it's just, I don't know. Like I said, season three probably could have stopped there. Like I said, there's only so much you can do with these characters.
I feel like most of the season or most of the series has been so-and-so doesn't like so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to fight about it.
In some way.
In either a sanctioned or unsanctioned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you'll have surprises, quote unquote. But it's like you're getting to the bottom of the barrel now. Like, mm-hmm. He fought this guy in Karate Kid 3, and he was in for 2 seconds. Oh, and he's back now.
For Machio, you mean?
Yeah, or anybody. Just I think they just picked random extras that were in Karate Kid, and they're just like, and they'll show a flashback, and you're supposed to be like, oh, he's back now. The guy who shouted something to him, and it's like, okay. Now, don't get me wrong. I will finish this entire season. I don't know when the next one comes out. I read somewhere that it was supposed to be in February, but I was hoping at the end of this part they would be like, coming, watch part three, and it just says 2025. So, but I read somewhere that was February, which I'm fine with that, because I was honestly thinking they're going to wait another like 6 months or something.
I'll probably start watching this section, part two or whatever, season six, part mm-hmm. two, this weekend. I mean, yeah. I'm sure it's going to go quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Five episodes, so.
Oh yeah, easy peasy.
Yeah.
So, and here's the thing. Despite its kind of formulaic, repetitive nature, like I have enjoyed this series.
Yeah.
And it's fun to think back and remember that Cobra Kai season one was on YouTube TV.
Yes.
And nobody could watch it. I mean, nobody was watching because so few people actually had YouTube TV at the time. So I think it only lasted for one season over there before it eventually got picked up by Netflix, and then it was gangbusters. And look at it now. So maybe Netflix did what Netflix does, and that's squeezed a little too much juice out of it.
Well, and then I think we talked about this too. There's going to be more because there's apparently isn't there a Cobra Kai movie that they're doing?
Was it another Karate Kid movie that was going to be like with Jackie Chan and Machio?
I think so. I think it's like Cobra Kai Legends or either Cobra Kai Legends or Karate Kid Legends.
That's going to be a bad deal.
Yeah.
Like, again, we get it.
Yeah.
I'm all for nostalgia, but holy cow, man, that's.
Again, I'm going to finish it. I'm going to watch it all.
Oh, Josh says that Greg had that haircut once, but not on his head. It was my back hair.
I could do that.
Josh says, I haven't watched Cobra Kai yet. You're missing out. But that screenshot looks more like Glee. What is the Mohawk kid doing? He does a lot of jumping front kicks.
He does. I'll tell you, it's probably a move that would be completely ineffective in a real fight, but looks very flashy on a TV show or movie, which is what a lot of these are. A lot of times they're doing something. I'm like, why did that guy just flip over that other guy's head? Because even if the guy didn't duck, he wouldn't have hit him.
Yeah, he is very far away.
Yes.
I mean, unless he was coming like with a lot of forward momentum.
And
something like that. Look, let's face it. Again, in an actual fight, you're never going to telegraph your move to that extent. All the Cobra Kai fighter has to do is just sidestep and block.
He's making an interesting face too.
I'm not even going to try to emulate that.
I don't want you to.
It's like I don't.
Yeah. Also, the Mohawk guy is Hawk, I believe.
Hawk. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was not always Hawk. He used to be Carl Lip. Or something.
Well, he used to be. The other nickname was Lip.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And Carl's the other kid, I think. No, Dimitri.
Yeah, Dimitri. Yeah, Dimitri's another one. Yeah. Yeah, his friend, Dimitri.
We're getting into the weeds on things. Hey, if you want to know all the names of all the players, just go watch the show.
Yeah.
You'll join the
Blue Beetles on there. You see him in the background.
That's right. There's your nerdy tie-in. So, and again, for what it's worth, despite its repetitive, formulaic nature, it is kind of fun.
It is. So check it out.
I hate to say it, but we really don't have a whole lot to talk about this week. I just want to sit down and visit with you, my friend.
Well, do you mean to get your trivia done? See what you know?
Yeah, and actually, you know what? I know you said you didn't have any pictures, but I have pictures. So you tell me when you're ready with that first trivia question.
Okay. So we got trivia for Greg. Because Greg, being a Huskers fan, I want to see how big of a Huskers fan he really is.
Oh, shit. You know, this is the Huskers podcast, right?
Well, I know that it's pretty close to Huskers podcast, considering people that come over from
Five
Hearts. Now, people in the chat, please, you can answer on your own, but please don't put it in the chat because I don't trust Greg to not look at the chat. You can answer. You figured I answered afterwards, I guess. I don't know. All right, there's question one. All right,
wait.
There we go. Number one. Okay, perfect. This is a long one, by the way. During the 1994 national championship season, starting quarterback Tommy Frazier went down with blood clots.
Yes.
While he was in the hospital, backup Brooke Behringer kept the team rolling. But during the Wyoming game, Brooke suffered a collapsed lung. He still started the next game and played until halftime when x-rays showed his lung was leaking. The third-string quarterback then came on and led the Huskers on a three more scoring drives and won the game. Name that quarterback and the team they beat.
Oh, I'm going to get the first part of that, and I don't think I'm going to get the second part. Okay. I believe it's Matt Turman.
Okay.
And it was 94. What? Pitt, you're killing me. What was the month or what was the?
The year?
No, what was the did it say like when in the season that happened? Like it 90, was October.
Doesn't say.
Okay. It would have been Big Eight. I'm gonna guess Colorado.
Ooh, you're correct. That is Matt Terminator Turman, but it is Oklahoma State.
Doggone it.
All right, here's next one. Name the teams Nebraska beat. What? Oh, number two. Okay. Perfect. First. Good. Name the teams Nebraska beat in their five national championship games.
Florida, Miami.
Okay.
Tennessee. Those are the 90s.
Okay.
The ones from the ones that predate me. I don't know if I can. I don't know if Pitt's trying to throw me off. Oh. You know what? Pitt is sharing teams I don't. Is it Alabama, Notre Dame?
It is LSU, Alabama, Miami, Florida State, and Tennessee.
Miami, Florida. Miami and Florida, not Florida State.
Yes, Miami and then Miami and then Florida State.
It's not Florida State; it was Florida.
Okay, well, it might have been okay. Miami and then Florida, sure. Question three.
Wait, hold on. I got a picture of that too.
I know. That's why I paused.
Ooh,
okay, sure be. All right, this is an easy one. Name Nebraska's three Heisman Trophy winners.
Johnny Rogers, Mike Rozier, Eric Crouch.
Okay, very good. Okay. Who? No, question four. Question four. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who is the first Husker quarterback to throw for over 1,000 yards and rush for over 1,000 yards?
Ooh. I want to say Taylor Martinez.
Okay.
Because I don't know if there are any quarterbacks earlier than him who would have passed and or ran, but it might have also been Tommy Armstrong. I'm gonna say T-Magic.
It is Scott Frost.
Oh, well, we kind of forget about him sometimes.
Well, I mean, we should remember him always, I guess. I don't know.
Pitt said it was Turner Gill.
You are incorrect. Okay. At least according to best friend of the show, Josh, who I got these trivia questions from. Because I messaged him a couple episodes ago, and I said, hey, give me some trivia questions, please. All right, last one. That's quote five. Who was the first Husker running back to run for over 1,000 yards as a true freshman?
Yeah, Pitt, it was Frost. I'm sorry. I let you down. I don't think it was Lawrence Phillips. Pitt says I'm on green.
Well, Pitt, I don't know why you're answering, because unless you wasn't paying attention to when I said, hey, don't answer in the chat.
Was it I'm on green?
It was actually Josh Hansen.
I knew it.
Yeah. Or also I'm in green. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'm not going to get credit for that. I'm not going to take credit for that.
Okay.
I could have done better.
I mean, not bad. You got a couple, you know.
Pitt says admits didn't follow the rules too well.
That's all right. I'll forgive you this time.
And Josh lies and says he was very fast as a freshman.
As a freshman and probably now too, the way I think of it. Yeah.
Let's see. Michael N's channel, who's been very active in the chat, by the way, tonight, says, can you tell me about Batman voice Kevin Conroy passed away November 12th, 2022?
Tell you about him? He's the quintessential Batman voice. When anybody reads comics or, you know, reads comics, they do it in Kevin Conroy's voice for sure.
Yeah. I would definitely agree with that. There's a certain authority and command and presence that Kevin Conroy brought to the character. He performed the character of Batman / Bruce Wayne more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, from not just Batman, the animated series where it started, but I believe he carried that into Batman Beyond and definitely the Arkham video games.
I'll just say the Arkham games for sure. So, yeah.
Let's see. In the crossover that they did on Arrow, in the Arrowverse crossover, he did an appearance as a old Bruce Wayne, old, mm-hmm. I believe, broken back Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, yeah.
So got to have that on screen, which is pretty great. Hard to believe me. He passed it's been 2 years. So
yeah.
And also such a relationship with Mark Hamill that Hamill said that he would never reprise the role of Joker since his Batman was not there. So
yeah.
Which is a huge sign of respect.
Mm-hmm.
So, 'cause let's face it, you're doing that, you're turning down money.
Yes, yes. Which I'm sure Mark Hamill has a little bit of money.
He's got that Star Wars money.
Yeah, yeah. I also feel like Star Wars, that was during the time that I'm sure he probably didn't get paid that much for it. Because Star Wars, when it was coming out, wasn't that popular, I don't think. Like, it became very popular.
Mm-hmm. I would double down. Well, I'll say double. It was a huge risk. I mean, talk about like George Lucas betting on himself, mm-hmm. you know, because he said, you can have this, but I want like the merch rights and things like that. So, and through that, he was able to fund Empire, Return of the Jedi, and the franchise as we know it today. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure Mark Hamill's doing okay financially.
I would hope so. I really would.
All right, where to next, my friend?
Do we have anything else besides our 90s?
Not really.
Let's just go to 90s then.
Before we do,
Okay, well, never mind. Yeah.
Well, it's topical. To be a 90s cartoons, BFOTS Josh Hansen says, I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons because my parents heard Bart misbehaved, but watching RoboCop get his dick shot off, etc. was no problem. There is an exorbitant amount of cocaine, or at least, you know, like Hollywood, you know, mm-hmm. on-screen cocaine in RoboCop.
I thought you were saying in The Simpsons.
Maybe.
A lot of people don't know about it.
And here's the thing, too, is that I don't know if you saw this while we're talking about The Simpsons, but the voice actor who plays Milhouse and others is leaving the show.
Oh, okay.
So now they have to hire, I mean, I guess you've got 35 years of, mm-hmm. you know, tape to try to zero in, but how much longer can Simpsons go? Because if they lose more big actors, then they're going to have to call it, right?
Here's the thing. I don't understand why Simpsons is still going on. I don't know of anybody that still watches The Simpsons, like new stuff. Is there new seasons still happening? Though honestly, and this is not an exaggeration, I think the last time I know of people watching it was probably 20 years ago.
I mean, I don't really think I've ever actually sat down to watch an episode of Simpsons on TV since before the movie came out.
Yeah.
And that was, gosh dang, what year was that? 06, 08?
Probably, yeah. That sounds about right.
I feel like I was living in Nebraska at the time.
Yeah, I'm somewhat shocked that it's still going on. I say somewhat because I thought I had heard that it was still like it's in the 200th season or whatever it is. Not really 200. I remember when I first saw Simpsons, though, I couldn't understand it because this is really dumb, but I was like, why are they yellow? Like, why is it? Like, is it a different planet? Like, I remember being like, no, it's on Earth. And I'm like, are they aliens? Like, I didn't get they're just yellow for no reason.
No. Yeah. Creative choice, I guess.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I'm sure there is a story behind it.
I wonder. Well, I mean, Simpsons started on the Tracy
Ullman show.
Ullman show. Yeah. I was going to say. I knew I was going to get wherever my mind was going, I was going to get the last name wrong. So the Tracy Ullman show, and really exceeded expectations, I'd say, at this point.
Yeah.
I had, you know, a lot of fun as a kid playing the Springfield, you know, Alien Invasion Simpsons video game. That was awesome. shut up, Josh. But no, I think we're going to spark a lot of conversation with our selections.
Okay.
And I'm kicking myself now because there's one cartoon from the 90s that I was all week long adamant that I wanted to include.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot.
Oh, okay.
So who wants to go? Mike, do you want to go first? I'll go first. My picks?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So we actually pared down. We usually do 15 cartoons. Mm-hmm. We dropped that number down to 12 this week. So, again, if this is your first time, we've been doing this for months now. I think we took a little break in somewhere in the middle. But a selection of whatever the topic is. Again, tonight it's 90s cartoons. And you have to keep five, and the rest of them have to go away forever. So,
yeah.
I
was going to say, I dropped it down to 12 because when I was going through mine, I realized that we probably watched a good amount of 90s cartoons from, say, 1990 to 94, 95, my guess is, pushing into 96. But after that, like, I don't know, I was in high school, obviously, we both were 96 to 2000, and I wasn't watching a lot of cartoons then, I don't think. I'm sure maybe a handful of them, but...
And the fun part about the decade of the 90s is it covers, you know, from still being in grade school mm-hmm. to, you know, being seniors in high school. So
yeah.
There's a lot of our formative years mm-hmm. that, yeah. you know, so I was looking at your list. I'm like, I've never heard of some of these.
Oh, and okay.
Then I look at my list. I'm like, yeah, these would definitely have been tail end of the 90s
mm-hmm.
type. So. Okay. So let's throw mine up there and see.
Throw them up there.
We have for you WB's Hysteria. We have Mighty Max, which I just talked to you about last week. South Park, Gargoyles, Conan the Adventurer, which was an early 90s, like 93, 94. Doug, Beavis and Butthead, Mutant League, which nobody else remembers, Captain Planet, Street Sharks, Beetlejuice, and King of the Hill.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm telling you, I went kind of all over the map.
Yeah. Hysteria, I don't remember that at all, but it looks familiar.
I loved Hysteria, dude. Hysteria is when they had to, when the standards and practices stepped in and says, hey, kids are watching a lot of TV and we need to start making some of this educational as well as entertaining. And so they put, you know, it was geared toward kids, but they put, you know, something that was of, you might learn in a very random history class, but they would gear it towards kids. You know, it was this Hysteria is where I learned what a vomitorium was.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I don't really want to get into what a vomitorium is now, but, ancient Rome Colosseums, glad, you know, revelry and, moving on. But that's where I learned what Hysteria. I would probably to this day not know what a vomitorium was without Hysteria. Watch that show every episode. And son of a, I just realized I forgot another one on that. Damn it, we should have gone to 15.
Which two did you forget?
The two that I forgot were Exo Squad.
Okay.
Wait, holds up as a space adventure animated series, and okay, then Freakazoid.
Yeah. I almost had Freakazoid on mine. In fact, I think I purposely left it off for you. I might have. But I'm gonna go with the two that I honestly would have guessed were more 2000s ones, but they count, which is King of the Hill and then South Park.
Mm-hmm. I know South Park was out in the 90s because it was. On my 17th birthday, I went to see South Park, the movie Bigger, Longer, and Uncut in theaters. And you had to, and so, you know, the O'Fallon Theater.
Yeah.
It was on my 17th birthday. You had to be 17 to get in because it was like hard R.
Yeah.
They checked my ID when I bought the ticket. They checked it when they tore the ticket, and they checked it before walking into the actual theater. They checked my ID 3 times.
Wow.
And I went there with Brandon Lowe and another buddy of ours who was in from out of town. So
I'm trying to think. So you're 17. I might have been.
It was the summer of 99.
Because I used to work at the St. Clair one, though, the Fairview Heights one. I worked there for like 6 months. I think I was 16 when I worked there. So I don't even know. I would have been 17 working at Walmart. Because I was going to say, if I worked at the Fairview Heights one, there was a chance that every once in a while they brought people over to the O'Fallon one if it was like a big movie and they needed help and stuff. So I might have been there, but no, I probably wouldn't have been.
Keen says no X-Men, but also says Beavis and Butthead FTW.
Okay. All right. I'm also going to throw on Captain Planet because as cheesy as it was, I enjoyed it.
And he's your hero.
He is.
Going to take pollution down to zero.
That's true. Now, Gargoyles, I definitely enjoyed Gargoyles. For some reason, I don't know why. I remember my brother really liking it too. That could just be a not true memory. I don't know. But for some reason, I do remember her liking it. And then, gosh, the thrill. I think I remember watching Beetlejuice. Didn't we have Beetlejuice in the 80s as well?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Hold on. Let me check my recycle bin.
No, but it still counts because I think it was like 89 or something like that.
I'd have to see if I...
Maybe not. I'm gonna throw it in there. I'm gonna throw Beetlejuice in there. So I got King of the Hill, South Park, Captain Planet, Gargoyles, and Beetlejuice.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty good, solid cartoon run right there. I could enjoy. I know. Here's the thing. I wouldn't mind going back and rewatching Beetlejuice. And that's the thing. I think we talked about that the Beetlejuice cartoon is not streaming anywhere, surprisingly.
It's nowhere that I can find. So, Pitt says the movie Beetlejuice was in the late 80s. And here's the thing, too, is that, like, there were so many series that were made off of TV show, like Ace Ventura had a cartoon. There was a Mask cartoon. Jim Carrey wasn't getting any royalties because he wasn't doing the voice on that. But like his face, for lack of a better term, was out a lot, whether it was his or animated. So, I don't know.
There was also a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure cartoon too.
That's right. There's so many.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what I. Oh, by the way, nothing. Mutant League's not tripping any bells at all.
No. Only reason I think of it is because it's one of them that I looked up. The same as Mighty Max. I'd never heard of that one. I don't think, but. When I looked up 90s cartoons, I remember that one being on there. And Exo Squad, too. That's the other one talked about.
Mutant League, the cartoon came after the video games. There was, like, Mutant League Hockey, League Football on Sega. The cartoon came along after. I don't know. It was random.
Yeah.
You gave me some more top shelf stuff here, so.
I tried to not pick all the top ones because that's just not fun then. I'll read mine. I'm curious of which ones you had never heard of before.
Okay.
All right. We got Animaniacs, Tailspin, Space Ghost Coast to Coast, Rocko's Modern Life, The Ren and Stimpy Show, Bobby's World, Chippendale Rescue Rangers, Bonkers, Arthur, Tiny Toon Adventures, James Bond Jr., and Darkwing Duck. Now that's a good list right there.
So the one that I never heard of was James Bond Jr.
Oh, I remember. Here's the thing. I remember watching that, and the only reason I swear I watched James Bond Jr. before I even heard of James Bond.
Okay.
And I remember that the kid, and I don't know. I think it's his nephew or something. It's really weird because why would he be Junior? But I remember he would always be like, you know, the name's Bond, James Bond Jr.
It's not ringing any bells, but I'll pull the intro or something on YouTube here after the show and just see. Just see if
that's the only thing I remember about it.
All right. So my five, I'm going to jump right to Ren and Stimpy.
Okay, fair.
And I feel like I enjoyed Ren and Stimpy more as a kid than I do as an adult. Despite the fact that there's so much like adult humor
in
it. I'm going to take Animaniacs.
Yes, of course you got to.
And Tiny Toon Adventures.
Nice. I definitely remember watching a lot of Tiny Toon Adventures. I don't know why.
I'm going to say this right here. I never in my life have watched Arthur.
I don't think I have either.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't remember ever there being a time where I sat down to watch Arthur.
Yeah. When I was putting these together, you know, because this is the fun part. There's no surprise for me, folks. You know, Mike sends all the images to me, and then I put them together. But I was like, Bobby's World is such a great cut. I think I'm gonna. It's tough. Before I say my fifth, let me get my fourth, which would have to be Chippendale's Rescue Rangers.
Yes, of course.
And then honestly, it's close. Like Rocko's Modern Life is another one that again. Had, and I think it's the Nickelodeon effect. Like they weren't trying to be terribly innocent. Animaniacs, you know, they had Hello Nurse, but that was still relatively banal. I want to say this because Aaron Keene said it here just a minute ago. But also Pitt said over an hour before, well, rolls downstairs and comes in pairs and drove to the neighbor's dog. It's great for a snack. It fits on your back. It's log, log, log. It's log, log. It's big. It's heavy. It's good. It's log, log. It's better. No, it's big. It's heavy. It's wood. It's better than bad. It's good.
All right.
I haven't seen that in I don't know how long. But number five, I think as a dark horse, I'm probably rolling Bonkers.
Okay. I didn't know if you would remember that one or not.
And I'll tell you why. I love that inept, odd couple,
mm-hmm.
buddy cop type of, you had the straight man and then you had Bonkers who was legit Bonkers. So
nice. Yeah, the thing that I probably should figure out a way to create this myself. I probably can do it. It can't be that difficult.
I just run it on Photoshop. Takes nothing but time.
Photoshop? I could get Photoshop on my other laptop, my non-working laptop, I think. I might try that. What by the way, people in the chat, you might want to figure out what next or next week's category is going to be.
Yeah, get together amongst yourselves.
Yeah,
we've been doing cartoons here the last few weeks.
The cartoons. We've done movies, cereal, grill stuff to grill.
We've done a lot of food ones.
We did a lot of food ones. Yes.
Like if Mike had his way, be like five best lifts at the gym, and then and then Greg would be like, dumbbell press. I don't know.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, dumbbell press. All right, let's go back to
Angry. Where are you at on Angry Beavers?
Well, I prefer them to be nice, but they do what they got to do, I guess.
Michael N's channel says Ren and Stimpy and Rocco are Rocco's Modern Life are the funniest '90s Nickelodeon cartoons.
Interesting. Could be. Well, and I say interesting because because Rocco's Modern Life, I think that aired later in the 90s, right?
I mean, I think it was middle.
96? That's just my guess.
Let's see here.
And always, I say that.
Yeah, well, no, it debuted in 93 and its final episode was in 96.
Wow, okay.
So
maybe it's because it was, I don't know, because I remember more of Ren and Stimpy than I do Rocco's Modern Life for some reason. I don't know why.
The first three Nicktoons were Doug, Rugrats, and Ren and Stimpy. And then Rocco's Modern Life came along. Angry Beavers, Cat Dog, I think, was eventually in there. Ah Real Monsters was another one, too.
So
Monsters was good.
I think the reason was because I don't think I had Nickelodeon at home until. Or cable at home until I want to see 95 or something like that. I'd have to ask my mom and see if she remembers.
Does Mike's mom still watch or listen to the show?
I think not live, but I think the recorded ones. I think when they're on YouTube and stuff, she will.
Awesome. Well, in that case, hi Mike's mom. Good to say hi to you.
Yes, indeed. But my older cousins watch Ren and Stimpy, so if I was over at their house, then. I'd see it. So, do you want to go back to the other one and I'll pick? Okay. Or this was yours, so you pick.
Well, I'm right away taking Gargoyles.
Yeah, of course.
Taking Doug. Taking South Park. Captain Planet and King of the Hill.
Nice. Good choices. Good choices.
Thank you. Thank you. Only the finest for me. Only the finest for me.
In fact, I think we had the same ones except swapping Doug for Beetlejuice.
That's fair.
Yeah. We have similar tastes. That's good,
That's probably why we get along so well.
True.
All right. Back over to yours.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going Tailspin first off.
You know what? That was a tough one for me to leave off
the list. Yeah. I just remember that whoever it was had that little fan thing that he could fly on.
The little lion guy?
I don't remember the mechanic? No, it was
the kid.
The kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, of course, I have to go Chip and Dale.
Yeah.
In fact, I want to go back and rewatch the Chip and Dale movie that they had just a couple years ago.
Yeah. I think it was what, during the pandemic or something?
I think so. Animaniacs. I remember very distinctly watching Animaniacs when I was younger. I've been thinking of this one since. Actually, I tried to get it in the 80s one because I thought that's when it came out, but it was more of a 90s one. Tiny Toons was first. Okay.
In Animaniacs, somebody said that Tiny Toons is celebrating their 35th anniversary next year. So Tiny Toons came out in 90. And I want to say that Animaniacs was more like 95.
Yeah, it could be.
So thank you, Michael N's channel, for the nugget of knowledge there.
Yes. So I'm going Darkwing Duck. That's the one, like I said, I thought that came out in the 80s. Do I go Tiny Toon Adventure, Bobby?
Darkwing Duck and Tailspin were both on that like Disney afternoon lineup. There were a couple others that were, maybe Bonkers was in that.
Could have been.
Oh, and Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale, yes. So, you know what? I'm gonna throw in Bobby's World.
There you go, classic.
Yes.
Yeah, you know Howie Mandel, that he did that voice. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think he still pulls that voice out like if he's on stage or something.
Yeah,
doing comedy. But that was just that was a fun show.
Yes.
You know, kind of like and I'm not trying to necessarily equate it, but it kind of gave you that if Calvin and Hobbes was like a cartoon. A little bit of that imaginative, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, getting in trouble but trying to stay out of trouble. So,
oh, and it might be on Prime, Amazon Prime too. I just looked it up.
Ooh, Bobby's World.
Bobby's World, yeah. Nice. Because now I want to go back and start rewatching some of these. I won't. I don't have time for it.
And you know, all children, but like I have that excuse.
Yeah, Tailspin is on Disney Plus. Okay.
Nice. I think Darkwing. I know Darkwing Duck is too.
Darkwing Duck, yeah.
Chip and Dale's. I mean, I've had the Rescue Rangers on for the boys. So, and I don't give a shit about Arthur.
No, and I'm sorry. Unfortunately, James Bond Jr. is not on anything.
And I think Rocko's Modern Life. I think I've seen that on Netflix. But a lot of, you know, if it's Nickelodeon, Nickelodeon is owned by Paramount, so that'd be like on Paramount Plus. That's where a lot of the Nickelodeon shows fall. So.
Yeah.
Oh, DuckTales. Yeah, I know we had DuckTales on last week, so that DuckTales kind of predated a lot of these other ones. So
yes.
Well, Mike, anything else for this week?
No, that is it.
Well, those of you who know how to get in touch with me, if you have an idea for next week's show, send me an email or you can send it to where we are on X as well at Nerds United Show.
I think so. I haven't been on there in a long time.
Yeah, me either. hold on. I gotta fire this out real quick. All right. Thank you, Josh. Beat me to it. He says everyone hit like. That's a great time for us to say. Josh Kahneman has to go down. Yeah, if you haven't already, like this video, subscribe to the Nerds United channel and ring that notification bell so that you never miss a new stream or video. We do most of them live, but sometimes just due to scheduling, we have to drop them in. And then the plan is, because we'll be doing Five Heart on Wednesday night next week, we'll do Turkey Before Turkey over there on the Coronation channel, and Mike, you and I will do Turkey After Turkey here on Friday night.
Yes, indeed.
So, well, probably Saturday night because Nebraska plays Iowa at like 6:30 Friday night. So
that's not going to be as fun.
We'll figure it out. We'll do turkey sometime next weekend.
Yeah.
So that will be it for this episode of Nerdy. Mike, always great hanging out with you, catching up with you, and wish you and your family just the very best Thanksgiving. And I'm sure I'll talk to you before, but publicly getting it out there. And for all of you in the chat tonight, very happy Thanksgiving to you. We'll see you after the holiday. So be safe and have a great time. And for this guy right there, the co-host of the year, I'm Greg Mahochko. This is Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast, and we remind you each and every week to be kind
and rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.